感谢主，让我们在星期假日能够一起聚集在会堂里面来学习道理。
Thank God that on this Sunday we can be gathered here to learn His words.
求主帮助，让我们所学的道理在我们信仰上能够彼此互相勉励，彼此得造就。
We ask God that we may learn of His truth so that we may encourage one another and help one another.
两个星期前呢、是星期天在皇后区呀、帮助那边的灵修会。
2 weeks ago in the spiritual convocation in Queens.
我很受感动啊，因为他们参加的人数相当多。
I was very touched because a lot of people attended.
早上早祷会啊，那个记录就114个人。
In the morning prayer alone, there were 114 attendees.
所以大概都有200多人参加。
So in all, there were about 200 attendees.
因为看到我们弟兄姊妹大家渴慕道理的精神啊，真的让人受感动。
Because I saw the spiritual thirst of our brothers and sisters, I was deeply moved.
我们这一次所谈的，我看主会给我的主题呀、主要是谈这个终末论。
The topic that I was handed this time to talk about deals primarily with the end times.
也就是我们十大信仰里面的最后一条。
Which has to do with the last of our 10 basic beliefs.
这个终末论包括谈到人的结局。
Now, when talking about the end times, it deals with the end of humanity.
另外一个就是整个世界的结局。
And it also deals with the end of the world.
那我们这一次就谈这个世界的崛起。
Now, this time we will talk about the end of the world.
我们来看提撒罗尼迦后书。
Let us look at 2 Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
提撒罗尼迦后书第一章第七节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7.
一章第七节。
Chapter 1 verse 7.
也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。第八节。
Verse 8.
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我们主耶稣福音的人。第九节。
Verse 9.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远的沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。第十节。
Verse 10.
这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的日子。我们对你们做的见证，你们也信呐、这保罗写信给提撒罗尼迦教会。
Here Paul writes to the church in Thessalonians.
因为这个教会虽然在保罗传道上个星期后来遇到逼迫，传道人离开了，但他们教会却建立起来了。
This church, it was.Brought up by Paul, but then went through persecutions and some of the people left.
所以保罗写提撒罗尼迦前书去鼓励他们。
So Paul wrote the books of Thessalonians to encourage them.
后来因为他们对这个道理有一些不是很清楚，所以后来又写了后书。
Later it was found that some of them were not very familiar with the gospel, so he wrote 2 Thessalonians.
一方面安慰他们在这个患难当中说将来神有一个公义的审判。
One of the reasons was to encourage them in the midst of strife and persecution that God's righteous judgment will come.
主耶稣将在末日的时候会再临。
And that in the end days,God will descend again.
他说对那些信徒来讲这是他们得荣耀的日子。
And to the Christians, this will be the day when they receive glory.
对那些作恶的人就是神的审判 不敬畏神的人要受刑罚，永远离开神的面。
And to sinners, it will be a day of judgment and a day when they leave the sight of the Lord.
所以让我们知道说这个世界的崛起啊，主耶稣的再临是圣经里面一个相当重要的道理。
So we know that the end of the world and the coming again of Christ is a very important teaching of the Bible.
啊，有关的记载啊，大概有300多个地方。
And it's mentioned somewhere around 300 times in the Bible.
现在很多人都相信说，这个世界的结束好像很快。
Some people nowadays think that the world will end really soon.
美国有一个盖洛普的民意测验。
There was a national Gallup report in the United States.
啊，他统计啊，他在调查在美国啊。大概有60%的人相信说世界末日很快会到来。
According to the survey, approximately 60% of Americans believe that the end of days is near.
啊，因为美国是一个基督教的国家。
Because America is a Christian country.
当然很多人啊，从圣经里面来了解说这个世界有一个开始，将来也有一个结束。
Because many people understand from the Bible that the world has a beginning and an end.
啊，但是我们作为末世的基督徒啊，我们对现在的时局还有世界将来的结果啊，我们也应当从圣经里面啊去了解去对照。
We as Christians, when we see the flow of history, we should understand it from the perspective of the Bible.
啊，让我们能够在主来的时候啊，啊能够安然见主，啊能够得享荣耀。
So that when we see Christ again, we can receive peace and be up with Him in glory.
圣经里面谈到说，这个世界啊有一个开始，将来有一个结束。
So the Bible talks about there being a beginning of the world and an end to the world.
我们先来看彼得前书、彼得后书第三章。
Let us look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第三节，我们从第三节开始看。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 3.
彼得后书三章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 3.
说第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。第四节。
Verse 4.
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候仍是一样。第五节。
Verse 5.
他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并且从水而出借水而成的地。第六节。
Verse 6.
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。第七节。
Verse 7.
但现在的天地还是凭着那个命令存留，主留到不敬虔的人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。第八节。
Verse 8。
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。第九节。
Verse 9。
主所应许的尚未成就，就有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿意有人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。第十节。
Verse
10. 但主的日子要像劫来到一样，那日天必大有响声会去，有行主的都要被烈火融化，地岸其上的物都要烧尽啊。彼得在这里啊，很清楚讲到将来的天地啊，有一天会被烈火融化。
Here Peter records that in the end days, heaven and earth will be destroyed by fire.
他说有的人啊，他们不相信有世界末日。
He says that there are some who do not believe that there is an end of the world.
啊，他们不相信说这个世界会结束掉。
They don't believe that the world will come to an end.
那那个耶和华见证人啊，他们就不相信啊，这个世界会有末日。
For example, Jehovah's Witness do not believe there is an end of the world.
啊，所以你跟他们谈到的时候，他们不相信这个的。
So when we speak to them of this matter, they do not acknowledge it.
啊，当然还有很多的教派，很多人呐、啊、不相信。
And of course, there are other denominations who do not believe as well.
那彼得说啊，虽然有些人呐、啊、不认为这个新世界有一个结束的一天。
So Peter says, even though there are people who do not believe in the end of the world,
说他们啊忘记了这个神从无当中啊创造了天地。
And that they have forgotten or do not believe that the Lord created the world in the beginning.
挪亚的世代啊，因为当时的罪恶很重啊，所以神曾经用洪水把他们灭掉。
The generation of Moses, because their sin was heavy, God used water to destroy them.
说将来这个世界啊，会流到不敬虔的人受审判的时候，神要用烈火焚烧。
And once again, when it comes time for the unrighteous to be destroyed, God will use fire.
说当主再来的日子啊，啊，整个天地会被大响声啊就废掉了。
And it records that when the Lord comes again, there will be a loud roar and the earth will be destroyed.
所有属物质的东西啊，都会被烈火融化。
And everything will be destroyed by fire.
啊，地和其上的物都会被火啊烧尽了。
And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
啊，这是整个天地最后的结局。
And this will be the end of the heavens and earth.
会被烈火焚烧啊，啊就会融化掉了。
To be destroyed by fire.
啊，那是这个火啊，到底是主着地面上的战争的火呢，还是神另外用一个火、啊、把它烧掉？
So are these fires referring to the embers of war, or is it another type of fire?
啊，当然都有可能啊。
The possibilities all exist.
好像索多玛城啊，说神就用硫磺火啊，啊把它灭掉。
For example, Sodom was annihilated by lime and fire.
有的人说啊，现在的一些战争武器啊，啊可以毁掉几十个地球。
Some people say nowadays that the weapons of war can destroy tens of our earths.
啊，到底将来是因为战争毁灭呢，还是因为整个天地变化啊，或者神另外用火把这个地球把天地毁掉？
So will it be the weapons of war, or will be environmental changes, or some other type of fire that eventually causes Earth's destruction?
都有可能啊，但是我们知道说将来的世界是要被烈火融化。
These are all possibilities, but one thing we know is that the earth will be destroyed by fire by God.
我们看以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章。
Isaiah chapter 29.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚书二十九章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5.
说你仇敌的群众要像细尘，强暴人的群众要像灰糠。啊，这个事情必顷刻之间啊，忽然临到。第六节
，Verse 6，
万军的神啊，必用雷锋、地震、大声旋风啊、暴风并吞灭的火焰，向他讨罪。这讲到说啊，这个末日战争的时候啊
，Here it talks about the battle at the
说那个群众啊，最后会变细尘灰糠。
It says that the enemies will become like fine dust.
说神会用那个雷锋、地震、大声旋风啊，还有吞灭的火焰啊，就把他们顷刻之间呐、啊，就消灭掉了。
It says that the Lord Almighty will come with thunder and earthquake, with great noise, with windstorm, tempest, flames of a devouring fire.
以赛亚书大概是西元前啊七百五十年左右所写的。
Isaiah wrote this approximately 750 BC.
啊，当时啊，大概所用的就是柴火啊。
At the time, they were probably using
Gunpowder也是几百年以后才发明的。
Gunpowder was not invented until several years later.
圣经里面那个时候已经讲到说，将来神要用很可怕的一种刑罚，说雷锋、闪、地震、旋风、暴风，还有吞灭的火焰，来把人灭掉。
Yet at the time, it was already recorded that the judgment would come in a scary fashion with thunder and earthquake.
所以经过了这个毁灭以后，说人就变成细尘，变成灰糠。
And after the judgment, people will become like fine dust.
这是一种全面性的一种毁灭。
And this is ultimate destruction.
我们再看马拉基书第四章。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章。
Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书四章第一节。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 1.
四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
说万军的主说，那日临近，是日烧着的火炉，惶狂妄的，按行恶的，必如睡街，在那日必被烧尽。 根本枝条一无存留。这里讲到说，那个主日临近的时候，整个天地看起来好像一个烧着的火炉一样。Here
it describes that when the Lord's day is near, everything will be like a furnace.
所以好像那个睡街那个植物的那个杆哈。
It will be like roots and branches being burned to stubble.
根本枝条都没有剩下来。
Not a branch will remain.
当然这里有谈到说神的百姓神会特别保守。
But here records that God will protect his people.
因为有公义的日头出现。
Because there is a day of righteousness.
所以他们好像那个关在羊圈牛圈里面的那个牛犊啊，出来啊跳跃，非常的兴奋。
They'll be like cows escaping from the cow pen.
但是那个恶人啊，好像灰尘一样啊，被践踏在脚下。
But the evildoers will be trampled underneath.
这是末日整个天地的情景。
And this will be what it is like in the end of days.
所以要被烈火融化，整个就消失掉了。And
so everything will be consumed with fire.
那个时候，主耶稣会在空中显现。And
at that time, the Lord will appear in the skies.
我们看马太福音24章。Let
us turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。Matthew
chapter
24. 29节。Verse 29.
Matthew's chapter
24章29节。那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天使都要震动。30节。Verse 30。那时人子的兆头要显在天上。 地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。31节。Verse 31。说他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。 这里讲到这个大灾难以后，主耶稣会在荣耀中带着千万的天使，非常有能力的这样来降临。Here
it says, after the days of distress, the Son of Man will come in His glory with His angels.
有关主耶稣降临的记载相当多。
There are many instances of recording where the Son of Man
从旧约圣经一直到新约圣经。
From the Old Testament to the New.
刚刚这个就是主耶稣自己讲的。Here,
Jesus Christ himself says this.
他说末日的灾难结束来以后，主耶稣就 降临了。
That after the distress of the end of days, he.
我们来看几节圣经做参考。
Let's refer to a few Bible passages.
我们看以赛亚书的六十六章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书六十六章。
Isaiah chapter 66.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书六十六章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15.
说看哪、啊，主必在火焰中啊降临，他的车要像那个旋风，以烈怒施行报应，以火焰啊施行责罚。十六节
，verse 16.
因为主在一切有血气的人身上，必以斧跟刀啊来施行审判。所以被神所杀的必多、啊、这里讲到说主再来、啊、就是末日的审判、哦、
Here it records when the Lord comes again it will be judgment upon everyone
说那个时候、啊、有很多人、啊、被杀
So at the time many will be slain
因为神要施行赏罚
Because God will execute his judgment
阿拉苏在府中、啊、很快的速度、啊、突然间就来到了
And this will come suddenly.
啊，在新约圣经，除了主耶稣好几次提到他在末日会再来。
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ mentions many times that he will come again.
天使啦，使徒啦，也是反复的一直在提醒。
The angels and the apostles constantly remind of this.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第十节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 10.
我们从第九节看。
Let us start looking from verse 9.
使徒行传第一章的第九节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见了。第十节。
Verse 10.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说十一节
Verse 11
加利利人啊你们为什么站着望天呢这离开你们被接升天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来这是主耶稣啊在那个橄榄山啊他跟门徒讲完了话以后
Here it records after Jesus spoke to his disciples at Mount Galilee.
他说啊，突然间啊，有一朵云彩啊，就把他接着，他就一直往上升。
And suddenly a cloud came and took him away.
后来门徒啊，在那边就一直看，看到主耶稣已经升上天了，已经看不见了，他们还一直望天。
And even after he was, and even after he left their sight, his disciples still kept looking on.
啊，突然间两个人啊，就是天使，他穿着洁白的衣服站在他们身边。
And suddenly, two men dressed in white, angels stood next to them.
就说啊，加利利人啊，你们一直望天啊，你们到底在看什么呢？
Said to them, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky?
然后提醒他们说。这个升天的耶稣啊，他怎么升天？将来还是要怎么样的再临
？He reminded them in the manner that Jesus went, he will return.
所以门徒们他们受了天使的提醒啊，他们就从橄榄山呐 啊回到耶路撒冷城去。
And so after they were told this by the angels, they returned to Jerusalem.
因为他们知道说啊，耶稣升天，耶稣还会再来。
Because they knew that Jesus went, ascended into the heavens, and he will return.
所以在耶路撒冷就在那边祷告等候。
And so they waited and prayed in Jerusalem.
啊，然后圣灵降临，他们就开始做工。
And once the Holy Spirit descended, they began to do holy
work. 因为他们知道将来有一天耶稣还要再来。
Because they knew that one day Jesus would return.
啊，所以他们努力做工啊，啊，准备迎接主耶稣的再临。
So they diligently began to do work in order to prepare to welcome Jesus.
啊，在使徒里面呢、啊，有很多彼得、约翰、保罗啊，他们都好几次提到这个主耶稣再临的事情。
So among the disciples, Peter, John, and Paul kept on mentioning the return of Jesus.
我们看启示录最后二十二章。
Let's look at the end of Revelations, chapter 22.
启示录22章第十节。
Revelation is chapter 22, verse 10.
22章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 20.
22章第十节。
Sorry, Revelation is chapter 22, verse 10.
22章20节。
It's Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
说证明这事的说，是啦，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。因为启示录是主耶稣啊，把末后将要成的事情啊，指示给啊，使徒约翰。
And so here, when we look at verse 20, Jesus has told the things concerning the end of days to John.
写到最后的时候啊，主耶稣说他要再来。
And when it comes to the end, Jesus tells him, "I'm coming soon."
约翰说：“阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
”And John responds, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
这是启示录最后的结论，主耶稣要再来。
And this is the conclusion. This is a concluding remark to Revelation that Jesus
came. 的目的啊，就是要审判天下。
The purpose of Jesus returning is to bring judgment to the world.
所以说啊，到末日的时候啊，有一个白色的大宝座啊，还要出现。
So at the end of days, there will be a white throne.
主要坐在审判台上来审判所有的世人。
And God will sit at the judgment seat to bring judgment upon all those in the world.
啊，当然包括那个犯罪的天使啊，也要受审判。
Even including those angels that have sinned.
我们看启示录的二十章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
看十一节。
Verse
21. 20章11节。
Chapter 20, verse 21.
说我又看见一个白色的大宝座，也坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避了，再无可见之处了。12节。
Verse 12.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。13节。
Verse 13。
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。他们都照个人所行的受审判。14节。
Verse 14。
死亡案阴间啊，也便扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。这里讲到末日啊，耶稣再临啊，实行审判。
Here it describes Jesus' second coming and the judgment that will occur.
审判的目的啊，就是来彰显出神的公义。
Now the purpose of judgment is to display God's righteousness.
他要按照人的行为审判啊，施行赏罚。
He will, according to man's deeds, judge.
啊，当然审判有一定的标准。
And of course, there is a criteria to judgment.
罗马书第二章里面说，神审判有几个标准。第一个是按真理审判。
Romans chapter 2 records that there are a couple criteria to being judged. The first is according to the truth.
所以耶稣说啊，我不审判，但是啊，如果将来啊，要按照我想所讲的道理审判。
Jesus said that one will be judged according to what he has said.
因为他第一次来啊，是传福音啊，来救赎的工作。
Because the first time he came, it was to preach the gospel and to bring salvation.
如果有人不听他的道啊，就是在末日的时候，按照主所讲的道理行审判。
But if anyone did not heed his words, then in the end of days, they will be judged accordingly.
第二个就是按照人所行的。
The second criteria of being judged is what man
has done. And
God is fair. He does not have bias.
说恒心行善的神就把各样的福气永生赐给他们。
Those who do righteousness will receive a reward.
如果作恶的人呢，神就把患难、痛苦加在他们的身上。
But those who do wickedness will receive punishment.
因为神不偏待人，他按人的行为行审判。
Because God is not biased towards anyone.
那说如果在律法之下的人神就按律法行审判。
And those who were under the law will be judged according to the law.
没有律法的外邦人神就用人的良心是非之心来行审判。
And the Gentiles who were without the law will be judged according to their conscience.
所以我们知道神的审判是绝对公义的。
So we know that God's judgment is absolutely fair.
所以耶伯记里面说神在审判人的时候不必像世上的审判官把一个一个人叫来在那边问话。
And so God's method of judgment does not require asking each person individually.
因为人的行为、人的言语、人的心思意念他没有一样不知道的。
Because God knows every thought of our hearts.
所以神的审判是绝对公义的。
So God's judgment is fair and righteous.
如果没有末日的审判真的世界上有很多不公义的事情。
Outside of God's judgment, there are many unfair things in the world.
这个审判只有这个末日的审判只有一次。
There is only one judgment from the Lord.
不像有的人讲说是好几次的审判末日审判就是一次。
Not like many who claim that there will be many judgments.
说如果名字有在生命册上的，他们就能够得救，能够得赏赐。
It is that if your name is found in the book of life, then you will be rewarded.
另外还有一个行为册就记载人的行为。
And yet there is another book that records the deeds of man.
当然这个是包括赏罚了，我们所行的善事，神都给你记在里面，将来审判的时候就得赏赐。
This includes the rewards that will be given to you for all the good deeds that you have done.
如果作恶的人就按照他的所记载的他的恶事就受审判受刑罚。
And the punishment that will be given to you will be those misdeeds that you have done and are recorded.
名字没有记在生命册上的，将来就是要在火湖里面，说那个就是永远离开神的面。
Those whose names are not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire.
那个叫做第二次的死。
Now this is called the second death.
所以最后的审判这善恶就很分明了。
And so the last judgment will be very clear.
到那个时候撒旦魔鬼他们要落在阳火里面永远的刑罚。
And so at that time, Satan and his demons will be cast into the lake of fire forever.
是最后整个万物的崛起
And so will be the end of days.
所以天地被毁掉了，主耶稣再临。
And the heavens and earth will be destroyed, and our Lord Jesus will come again.
主耶稣就施行末日的审判。
And thusly, Jesus Christ will bring about the judgment.
人的善恶就在分明了。
And man's deeds and misdeeds will be made clear.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
四十节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 40.
二十四章二十节。
Chapter 24, verse 20.
二十四章四十节。
Chapter 24, verse 40.
那时两个人在田里，娶妻一个。背下一个，四十一节。
Verse 41,
两个女人推磨娶妻一个，背下一个，四十二节。
Verse 42,
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来这里就讲到那个审判的结果了。
Here it talks about the result of judgment.
两个人一起在田里，但是一个被娶去了，一个被丢下了。
Two people will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个人一起推磨，一个被接去了，一个被丢下来。
Two people will be grinding with a handmill.
当然，我们知道说被接去的就是得救的人呢。
Of course, we know the one that's taken has received salvation.
啊，被丢下、被抛弃的人呢，啊，就是不得救的。
The one that's left and forsaken will not be saved.
所以最后啊，这个审判的结果有得救的，有不得救的。
And so the results of judgment are either saved or forsaken.
啊，这个审判啊，决定一个人将来永恒的结局。
And so this judgment will determine one's ultimate outcome.
啊，对于得救的人呢，啊，主耶稣要把他们聚集来，啊，最后在被接到空中啊，与主相遇。
Those who are saved will be gathered and will be lifted up to the heaven.
啊，到那个时候就要永远与主同在。
And they will remain with the Lord forever.
当然，圣经也谈到啊，说主耶稣要来的时候有很多的异兆。
And the Bible says that at that time, when the Lord comes again, there will be many signs.
那里主耶稣什么时候要来？
So when will Jesus come again?
说那个日子、那个时辰，没有人知道。
The exact time, no one knows.
啊，但是有很多很多的预兆。
But there will be many signs.
所以虽然有很多人讲说啊，啊，主耶稣什么时候要来？
So even though many people will say or speculate when Jesus
我们知道说啊，如果他们有一个确定的时间啊，那个都不合道理的。
We know that if they provide a specific timeline, they cannot be according to the gospel.
啊，有一个在电台里面的一个圣经教师啊。
On television, there is a minister.
他以前曾经讲过说1994年啊，耶稣要来。
He said that, before he said that, in 1994, the end of the
world
will come.
但是那个时候没有来。
But then it didn't come.
啊，很多人就打电话去骂他说你是啊。假师傅
so,
假先知
So a lot of people called in and they criticized him for being a false prophet.
啊，他最近又说啊，2011年好像五月嘛哈，五月底。
The same person has once again said that in 2011, in May, the end of the world will come again.
啊，当然我们知道啊，这个不可能啊。
Of course, we know that this cannot be the case.
哦，啊，所以这种的讲法就是不正确的。
And so this explanation cannot hold any.
虽然很多人讲说，哇，哪年几年几月啊，耶稣要来。
Even though many people speculate what year, what month the Lord will come.
以前韩国有一些牧师。
In Hong Kong, before there were some ministers.
Korea,
there were some ministers.
哦，他跟人家说，哦，什么时候耶稣要来？
They said, when and when Jesus will come.
所以叫他们信徒啊，都把田产房屋通都卖掉。
So they told the believers to sell all their possessions.
啊，他到那个山上的地方去等耶稣来。
And to go into the mountains to wait for Jesus.
啊，结果到时候没有来。
But the time came and Jesus did not
come. 啊，他们的钱财啊，通通被那个牧师骗走了。
And at that time, all their money and possessions was taken by
the minister. 后来那个牧师啊，就被抓去判刑。
And so, because of that, the minister was sentenced in the court of law.
我们看马太福音24章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
36节。
Verse 36.
24章36节。
Chapter 24, verse 36.
说但那日那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。37节。
Verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节。
Verse 38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。直到挪亚进方舟的那日，39节。
Verse 39.
不知不觉啊，洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也是这样。这里讲到说啊，那日子那时辰啊，没有人知道。
Here it records that no one knows about that day or hour.
主耶稣说他也不知道，唯有父知道。
Jesus said, even himself does not know, only the Father knows.
因为主耶稣那个时辰啊，那日子说主耶稣再临的时候，突然间啊，好像劫来到一样。
Because when the time comes for Jesus to come again, he will come like a thief.
人正感到平安稳妥的时候啊，突然间罪恶灾难来了，世界末日来到。
That is when people are peaceful and celebrating, suddenly the judgment will come.
说好像挪亚的世代一样。
It will be like the days of Noah.
说那个时候啊，人照样吃喝嫁娶。
In those days, people eat, drank, and married and were given in marriage.
因为根本没有那个下雨的征兆。
Because there was no sign of there being any rain.
就挪亚一家他们进到方舟里。
And so when Noah went into the ark,
然后神把那个方舟的门一关。
And God, with his hand, closed the door to the ark.
突然间啊，风云变色，开始下大雨，地下的全人都冒出来。
Then suddenly the clouds and great rain came.
啊，结果啊。洪水就淹没整个地上啊，大概一年的时间呢。
And the flood covered the earth.
啊，这是他们本来都没有料想得到的。
Now these were all things that people could not imagine.
说将来主耶稣再临的时候也是一样。
And when our Lord Jesus comes again, it will be similar.
在人没有防备的时候啊，突然间呢、啊，啊，就来到了。
It will come when people are not aware of it.
啊，但是主耶稣告诉我们呢、啊。末日耶稣来之前、啊、有很多很多的预兆。
Our Lord Jesus said that before the end of days, there will be many signs.
那、啊、我们看到这些现象的时候、啊、我们就要知道说，其实末日近了。
When we see these signs, we shall know that the end of days is near.
我们看三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
马太福音二十四章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse
32. 二十四章三十二节。
Chapter 24, verse 32.
说你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。三十三节
，verse 33.
这样你们看见这一切的事情啊，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。所以是谈到很多啊，他要再临的一些预兆。
Jesus often talks about the signs of when he will come again.
然后他说啊，你们从那个无花果树啊来学个比喻。
He said to them to learn a lesson from the fig tree.
无花果树啊开始发嫩长叶的时候，就夏天很快来到了。
That is when the fig tree begins to get tender and grow leaves. You will know that summer is near.
我们住在东部啊，我们就知道。
We know this living on the East Coast.
啊，到了冬天的时候，整个树叶、啊、通通掉光了。
That when winter approaches, all the leaves.
啊，到春天来到的时候啊，各样的树啊就开花了，啊、花鸟了，长叶了。
And that when the spring approaches, many flower and shrubbery will be.
啊，一下就整个很清脆，突然间夏天就到了。
And many things will turn green, and then summer will come.
啊，所以你看到无花果树，看到跟各样的树啊在发嫩长叶，就说夏天快到了。
And so when you see the leaves of the fig tree growing, you will know that summer is coming.
那说我们看到很多很多的现象啊，一直的出现，啊，我们就知道说主耶稣再临的日子临近了。
And when we see many signs appearing, we will know that the day of the Lord is near.
啊，当然，有的人解释这个无花果树啊，是指的以色列。
Now some people interpret the fig tree as the Israelites.
啊，当然，有的人也不赞成。
And of course there are opponents to this view as well.
啊，当然，我觉得说啊，解释以色列也可以讲得通了。
I personally think that it does make sense to think of the fig tree as the Israelites.
一方面，主耶稣是讲说有很多很多的现象啊，这是一个比喻，你们看看就知道啊，主耶稣快来了。
On one hand, Jesus Christ says, "All you have to do is look at the signs to know I'm coming soon."
啊，因为这个以色列的复国啊，啊，这也是一个世界末日的征兆。
And now, because of the Israelites' nation rising again, it has made many conflicts in the world.
因为在圣经里面啊，常常也用无花果来比喻以色列。
And because in the Bible, it often records the fig tree being used to describe.
以西结书里面就说啊，他们有的被掳的啊，有的留在犹太地的啊，就两种不一样的无花果。
And in the book of Ezekiel, it uses two types of fig trees to describe Israelites who were taken in captivity and who were left. Jesus Christ talks about the bad fig tree.
那个就主着以色列人啊，他们不接受神的救恩，没有办法结果子。
This could be the Israelites who do not accept the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以用无花果来比喻啊，以色列的复国应该讲得通。
So it should make sense that the fig tree, bad fig tree, can be used.
因为这个跟世界的末日啊，主耶稣再临都有直接关系的。
Because it all has to do with the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到说，以色列复国，就进到这个世界最后的一个阶段了。
And so we can see that when the Israelite nation rises again, it will signal the end of the world.
路加福音里面是说，无花果是和各样的树啊，花嫩长叶了。
Now, in the book of Luke, it talks about the fig tree having many leaves.
我说，我们看到二十世纪开始啊，很多国家就一直的新兴的国家，很多的一直兴起来。
And in the 20th century, many nations rose up.
这个都是一些末日的征兆。
And these are some of the signs of the end of days.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 20.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 20.
路加福音十二章的五十四节。
Sorry, Luke chapter 12, verse 52.
路加福音十二章五十四节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 54.
所以耶稣又对众人说：“你们看见西边起来云彩，就说要下一阵雨，果然就有。”五十五节。55。起来南风就说将要燥热，也就有了。56节。
56.
假冒伪善的人啊，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？耶稣说啊，我们人都会分辨那个天气。
Jesus mentions that we can all discern the weather.
他说从西边有云彩，就知道要下雨。
That when we see cloud from the west, we know it's going to rain.
因为犹太地啊，从西边地中海那边啊有。 有那个雨水过来啊，所以就要下雨了。
Because in relation to the Israelites' geography, when the
南部是一些沙漠的地带啊，所以那边来的风啊，就表示说会干旱，会很炎热。And
when a dry wind comes from the south, it will not rain.
所以那边看到一些征象，就晓得说这个气候要怎么变化。
And so when they look at the signs, they can see what the weather is going to be like.
所以我们也要从一些预兆啊，来了解我们现在是什么时候。So
we must also look at the signs to determine the times.
当然从圣经里面啊，谈到这个耶稣再来的预兆啊，相当多。There
were many signs mentioned in the Bible by Jesus.
第一个就是人的智慧啊，会增长。
The first sign is that man's wisdom will increase.
我们看但以理书十二章。
Let's take a look at Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
说但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书。 直到末世，必有多人来往奔跑，知识必增长。这里讲到说到末世的时候啊，人会切心的研究啊，所以人的智慧、知识啊，会不断的增长。Here
it mentions that at the time of the end, knowledge will increase.
末世啊，人的知识、智慧会增长啊，这个包括属肉的跟属灵的两方面。
This increase of knowledge refers to both spiritual knowledge and worldly knowledge.
我们看到现在人的那个科技文明进步啊，这是空前的。We
can see that there are many breakthroughs in culture and technology.
很多的知识啊，进步相当快。
Many bodies of knowledge continue to grow.
有时候真的我们都跟不上。
Sometimes we cannot catch up with it all.
有时候我们看到那个小孩子啊，真的很小就很聪明哎。
Sometimes we look at the little children and we realize they're very smart.
哦，看到我们那个小孙女啊，一岁多啊，她自己会开电视，啊，自己会开电脑。
I look at my grandchild and I see that they can use computers and the television by themselves.
一早起来就找阿妈说，阿妈要放音乐，她就自己去开开音响。
My grandchild would go to grandma and ask to open the stereo.
我前几天啊，到我女儿家去吃饭。
A couple of days ago, I went to my daughter's house to eat.
我那个两个小孙子啊，一直要阿公跟他玩。
My grandchildren wanted to play with their grandpa.
我吃过饭以后就跟他们玩，真的玩不过他们呢。
So after I ate, I started to play with them, but I
figured 那个六十几张的那个图片哦。
There were a lot of
两张两张一样。
Two of the same.
都盖起来。
And they were covered.
那你翻开来以后，你要记得说放在哪里啊？你等一下才会晓得去对啊。
And so you had to turn the pictures over and see which ones matched.
我们这个年纪大了以后，脑筋都不行啊。
When we get old, our mentality sometimes decreases.
翻开来以后看了一下，盖下去以后就忘掉了。
After we turn the image over and turn it back, we forget about it.
但是他们都记得啊，几张他都记得。
But the children, they remember.
还会教我说：“阿公，阿公，在这里啦。”
And they can even point out where and where the pictures
are. 真的都是。
And this is true.
所以你这小孩子，你再怎么跟他玩呢，我玩不过他们。
And so you cannot beat children at their own games.
这都是末世的现象，人的智慧啊越来越高。
And so this is a sign of the end of days that knowledge will increase.
这个属灵的知识也是一样。
And it is the same for spiritual knowledge.
本来有很多的道理啊，很多的预言就好像封住的书卷。
And so before there were many knowledge and many prophecies that were sealed.
所以有时候一两千年来啊，都是封不住的，人再怎么看都看不懂。
And so because they were sealed after several thousand years, people still couldn't understand them.
唯有到末世的时候啊，那个印啊，一个一个开。
But near the end of days, the scrolls will be opened.
因为圣灵可以帮助我们，末后啊，圣灵降临的话，圣灵会帮助我们呢，能够明白，能够进到那个真理里面去。
At the end of days, the Holy Spirit will help us to open the scrolls and understand them.
所以几千年来啊，很多人不了解的真理啊，现在都敞开了。
So for the past couple thousand years, the truth that has not been understood is now
很多末世的预言啊，一个一个就显明出来。
And the signs of the end of days are being revealed to us one by one.
所以人的智慧增加，包括属世的知识，还有属灵的智慧增长啊，这是末世的一种现象。
And so the worldly knowledge and the spiritual knowledge that increases is a sign of the end of days.
我们先早上结束哈，我们来唱一首诗，一起来祷告。
So for now, this concludes today morning's topic, and let us sing a hymn.
我们来唱429首。
Let us sing hymn 429.
429.
Hymn 429.